Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation, usually consisting of a theme. The tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. I went to high school at a really incredible time in our global history and culture. Reagan was the outgoing president, and a wave of revolutions were sweeping across the Eastern Bloc, which would ultimately culminate with the removal of the Berlin Wall and the downfall of the USSR. Chinese protesters took to Tiananmen Square, and the iconic image of Tank Man is still burned into my head, thanks to my friend Tim Pulsifer's enviable t-shirt. American fast food joints were opening for the first time in Moscow and China as a UN-authorized coalition force of 34 nations fought against Iraq in what has come to be known as the Gulf War. What do you do with a drunken sailor? Make him captain of the Exxon Valdez and let him crash his ship into Alaska, causing a massive natural disaster. The Voyager spacecraft sent back the iconic pictures of Neptune and a famous shot of Earth taken from 3.5 million miles away called the Pale Blue Dot, just as the Hubble Space Telescope is launched into orbit and the English Channel Tunnel is established. The world witnesses the beating of Rodney King and the subsequent LA riots. Seinfeld and The Simpsons had just started on TV, but I was too busy hunting down bootleg episodes of Red Dwarf and Mr. Bean on VHS to care. Jeremy Brett was Sherlock Holmes. The classic show Doctor Who was canceled, and went out with a whimper. And few seemed to notice, because the Ultimate Warrior dethroned Hulk Hogan as the WWF champion at WrestleMania 6 in front of 68,000 people at the Sky Dome in Toronto. The video game Contra destroyed our thumbs, even when we used the Konami code. And when we needed a ride home, we used a payphone. The internet didn't exist as it is today. We had bulletin board services and news groups. There was only one website, info.cern.ch, and all it did was provide the software to create the World Wide Web. This means we heard these stories and saw these images on the nightly news and in the weekly magazines Time and Newsweek. We went to the library to get information, out of books, on paper. This week we'll listen to a tape that I made back then. These were some of the go-to albums for me when I was working on something and needed background music to accompany me. Countless hours of homework didn't get done to this soundtrack. I spent a lot of my nights working on individual little projects like, dare I admit this in public, plastic model building.
Scarface.
I chewed up lots of late evenings obsessing over the minute detail paintwork on Spanish galleons and World War II airplanes. Suffice to say, I was a huge hit with the ladies and was forced to turn down lots of invitations to various social events. I don't remember being such a geek. 1991 was a lot of fun because the world was still a big place, and I sometimes wish that it still was. But that would mean that all of you listening to this in Germany, the UK, and Wichita would need to give me your postal addresses so that I could send you the tapes. Hold on, I need to press play. Right after I finish watching Gleaming the Cube again.
Summer's cauldron, under mats of flower lava. Please don't pull me out, this is how I would want to go. Breathing in the boiling butter, fruit of sweat and golden ink. Please don't heed my shout. Please don't leave my shout.
depends on you. Just us and the cuckoos. You are helpless now. Over and over we flatten a clover. Shock me to the things we used to do on bread. It would shock you to the things we used to do.
Yeah. the low-lit room. We was close together as a bride and groom. We ate the food, we drank the wine. Everybody having a good time, except you. You were talking about the end of the world. I took the money, I spiked your drink. You miss too much these days if you stop to think. Lead me on with those innocent
Stop.
With your feet on the air, your head on the ground.
like to play some new songs from X. It's called Stairs. Thank you.
windows echo your reflection. When I look in their direction now, their face is haunting me. Your face just won't leave me alone. Pictures of matchstick men and you. Images of matchstick men and you. All I ever see is them and you. You're in the sky, you're with the sky. You make men cry, you are. You're in the sky, you're with the sky. You make men cry.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you